On Friday night this week, the opening concert of the Cape Town Baroque Festival will feature the much-loved Vivaldi's Gloria. It's one of those extraordinary twists of music history that Vivaldi's Gloria, now one of his most popular compositions, lay undiscovered until the 1920s. Vivaldi was remembered as a composer of concertos, but not as choral works. Then, in 1926, the Turin National Library received a request for an expert opinion on a musical collection in a monastery in Monferrato. The monastery was raising money for some repairs and wanted to sell the collection. The pile of manuscripts was revealed to be a collection of Vivaldi's compositions, one of which was the Gloria, which he wrote while working at the Pieta in Venice. Alfredo Casella, Italian-born composer and friend of Debussy and Stravinsky, was fascinated by the score. In 1939, he organized a historic Vivaldi Week in Siena, and the work was performed, but certainly not in an authentic edition, for Casella orchestrated the work and cut out sections. It was only in 1957 that the now familiar version was performed for the first time, and from then on, this uplifting, joyous piece of music took on a life of its own. The Gloria will be performed by Vox Cape Town Choir and Camerata Tinto Barocca in the opening concert of the Cape Town Baroque Festival on Friday the 21st of September in St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Other delights on the programme include Karin van Heerden performing Telemann's recorded concerto. To end, here is one of my favourite moments from Vivaldi's Gloria, Domine Fili Unigenite, which gallops along like a horse in continuous dotted rhythms. It is performed here by the choir of Christ Church Cathedral, Oxford, under Simon Preston. Was Domine Fili Unigenite from Vivaldi's Gloria, performed by the choir of Christ Church Cathedral, Oxford, under Simon Preston. To hear this bonbon again, and to find out more about the Cape Town Baroque Festival, please go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR 101.3.